Mun china tam radio vai gual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, welcome to the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And we still have one Sunday left, and that would be Feast of Christ, the Universal King. The year comes to a quick conclusion, and we don't know how time passed. But it's good for us to reflect how through the year, how much time I have spent for the Word of God, listening to God's Word, and growing along with the Word of God. Today's Gospel focuses on the end times. And you will all agree with me The signs of the end times envelop us. Signs of the end times can be seen and heard as we can see how the world goes around us. But as our Lord said in today's gospel, do not be afraid. Not even one of your hair will be lost. So we have the confidence that the Lord is with us in end times, and if you like, in non-end times or normal times, God is always with us. Today's gospel is from chapter 21 of St. Luke's gospel. We shall read from verse 5 to 19, all about end times. And one of the signs of the end times is the destruction of the beautiful temple of Jerusalem. Verse 5 on chapter 21, St. Luke's gospel. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, as for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. In our Lord's own time, many were worried about the temple because the temple of Jerusalem had been destroyed earlier. And the temple which they were seeing at the time of the Lord Jesus was a beautiful temple decorated with gifts. So much money had been spent to beautify it. But the Lord says, all this will have an end. The beautiful temple that you see will be destroyed one day. Not one stone will be left on another. In today's terms, not one brick will be left on another brick. What a terrible destruction it could be. And as you are aware, 70 years after the ascension of the Lord Jesus, Pompey came from Rome and leveled the temple to the ground. So the Lord's prediction came true after 70 years. If you can remember the prediction of the prophet Jeremiah about the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem, it took place exactly after 70 years after the death of the prophet Jeremiah. Let's continue with verse 7. They asked him, Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place? And he said, Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. Jesus did not give the time. On this date, in this year, after so many years, no. The Lord gave another answer. Stand on your feet, be firm. Before these things take place, that is, before the end times, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. Come and follow me. And they will do great things, portents in heaven. They will make the dead rise, drink deadly poison, but they won't be hurt. Hold snakes in their hands, scorpions, it won't hurt them. So the Lord gave them a warning. Before all these things take place, beware, many will come in my name. That is the time when the end time has come. That will be the sign. People coming in my name, claiming to be the Christ, the anointed one. That's the time when you should recognize the time has come. The end has come. When you hear wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. So signs will come. End time signs will come. Now, if you look at the war in Russia, It's a virtual third world war. Would you believe it? I believe so. I am not a historian. I am not a political scientist. But the way things are, the destruction of structures, the death of so many, and the flight of more than 10 million people to countries of the European Union, that's a sign of the end time. So what the Lord predicted came true and is coming true, that you will hear of wars, you will hear of rumors of wars, you will hear insurrections, people rising against the government, government rising against their own people. Burma, or also called Myanmar. The prediction has come true in Burma. The Burmese government killing its own people. And the people also take revenge by forming PDF, People's Defense Force, killing their own army. So insurrections are there. Look at Syria and look at Boko Haram in Africa and the killing of Christians in Nigeria. So insurrections are taking place. I do not know, dear sisters and brothers, what are we to still wait for? I think it's already taking place before our very eyes. And so the curious question of the disciples to the Lord Jesus, "Teacher, we know that..." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from the heaven." It's all taking place, famine in Africa, Afghanistan, the Taliban is not able to feed their people. Okay, they are the government, all right. Anyway, they are cooperating with World Food Corporation because they are starving. So starvation in Africa is a reality. Nations will rise against nation. Russia against Ukraine, Ukraine against Russia. People against people, like in the case of Burma or Syria. And so the very things predicted by the Lord Jesus is taking place before our very eyes. So end time signs are there. Earthquakes and tsunamis, not unfrequent. So the whole world seems to be in turmoil, and the prediction of the Lord, the prophecy of the Lord himself, is taking place before our very eyes. Look at the things happening in the world. It's the end signs, end time signs are with us. If you don't agree, well, I don't force you, but that's the way I see it. That's the way the world sees it. The church sees it. The problems in the church, the problem of the church in Germany, in the United States, the gay movements. So signs of the end times are with us. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will regain your souls. Terrible words from the Lord Jesus addressed to his disciples and to some people who are there. But the Lord says, don't worry. Not even one of your hairs, gray or black, will be missing. Your endurance will give you the reward. And the Lord gives a strong warning to the disciples. They will persecute you. So persecution of the church is one of the signs of the end times. And the church is being persecuted, even in our own country, in Burma, in China, and Muslim countries. And even in the so-called democratic and Christian countries. Last year, do you remember? Statues of saints being pulled down by those people involved in Black Lives Matter and so on. And so persecution of good people is one of the signs of the end times. So the Lord says, don't worry about answering those accusers. The Father will give you the spirit, the endurance, the wisdom, and the quickness of tongue, if you like. The wisdom to be able to answer your adversaries. Don't prepare beforehand a thesis, a doctoral thesis to defend your cause. You know, in doctorate degree, you have to defend your thesis. So you are there in front of the professors or your guide, you have to defend your thesis that what you write is correct. And if you cannot defend, you fail. The Lord says, don't worry about defending yourselves or preparing a doctoral thesis to defend yourselves. The Spirit will guide you. Dear sisters and brothers, end time signs are with us. You agree or not, and if you don't agree, I don't blame you, but end time signs are with us, looking at the way the world goes. But today's gospel also gives us the assurance. And the Lord says, these things will have to take place. But don't worry. I am with you. What more assurance or comfort can we hear from the Lord Jesus? And so, although end times signs envelop us, end times signs are visibly seen, let's not be worried about it. Let's trust in the Lord. Put our trust in the Lord Jesus, who said, I am with you always, till the end of days. The Lord is with us. And should we be persecuted, the Lord is there to defend us. I invite you, I invite myself, I invite all of us to intensify our prayers for peace in the world and peace in our own hearts and minds, peace in our parish communities, peace in our country, in our families, peace in religious communities, peace among cardinals and bishops and priests. Let's pray for the unity of the church. And the Lord assures us his graces, his own assurance that I will be with you. Although end time signs are there, it must happen, it got to happen. But the Lord assures us, I am with you. Let's take comfort in these words of the Lord Jesus. I will be with you. God bless you all.
So
Mun chinatam radio vaigual ngai zau sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.